Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Dr. Jim Adams joins us once a month. He is Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine. It's sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Doctor, it is tick season, and I can attest that they are everywhere. So what do we do? Like, if we found one embedded in our skin and we pull it out, does that mean we should actually go to the doctor and investigate, you know, the use of antibiotics, or what do we do?
Well, there's no emergency, so yes, we have to take care of it, but it's no reason to panic. Now, it is true, probably about a third of the deer ticks carry Lyme disease, so that's significant. However, it takes probably 36 to 48 hours of the tick being in the skin before things transmit. So, yeah, yes, we want the tick out, and the best way is just get fine needle, tweezers and pull it out. And if there's a little bit left behind, odds are that little bit does not transmit Lyme disease. It needs to be on the skin for a long time to transmit. So really no worry. If you're worried, you can go to an urgent care or talk to your doctor. But if you do develop flu-like symptoms or start to feel sick in the 2 weeks or so, you do need to get checked then.
And so within 2 weeks, is that too late to do anything to...
No.
Can Lyme actually be reversed or no?
Oh, yeah. So that's exactly the... If you start to get sick in 2 weeks, you take amoxicillin or doxycycline and you're fine. No worries. You can treat that if you develop symptoms, of course.
Okay. That's good to know because, having had a dog with Lyme and friends with Lyme, it's detrimental to your everyday well-being.
That's really only if it's not caught at all and it's going out, weeks or months, then it becomes a problem. But in that first phase, it's easily treated.
Okay, so the FDA is going to offer faster drug reviews to companies promoting what they call national priorities. Is this a good idea? Have we been too slow in giving FDA approval to drugs?
Well, so the FDA, it's really pretty good. They have expedited review, and a typical review, 10 months or so, and that seems long. And expedited review, they can do accelerated at 6 months, and they want to accelerate down to 1 to 2 months. And, I think it's great, especially for people who are waiting for these tests, these drugs that have been through the tests and the data are in. Some expedited review, especially for serious disease, is a good idea. We don't want to cut too many corners. We don't want to be reckless, but expediting review is great.
Okay. And I was reading an article that says a father's poor mental health may harm his children's development. Talk to me about that and when dads can recognize that or family members can recognize that and help turn the course so that his problems don't become his children's future problems.
So it's true and very interesting. So it's true for both parents, but under investigation of father's mental health. And so this is investigated from the point of pregnancy through the 2 years. And after birth, it seemed to be when it has the biggest impact. And if the father is suffering undue anxiety or depression, mental health problems, if it's untreated or poorly managed, the father's poor mental health does impact the child's social, emotional, intellectual development in those first 2 years in a measurable way. So what we want is both parents, the mother, we've known for a long time, the mother's mental health has deep impacts in child development. We want healthy parents, and if the father is feeling undue anxiety, depression, go to a therapist, get help. It matters to him. It matters to the whole family. It definitely matters to the child's development.
Absolutely. Okay, I've got a question about women and coffee coming up next. Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine joins us every month. There was a story published. The headline says, could coffee be the key to healthy aging in women? They followed 50,000 women. And from what I read, a cup or two of coffee every day might actually help us stay sharp, strong, and mentally well as we age. What's your take on that?
Yeah, it was a good study that those 50,000 women, and they looked at the women, 70 years older that were functioning well, thinking clearly, and a cup and a half of coffee seemed to make a good difference. And while tea is absolutely healthy, it didn't demonstrate that same effect. And soda pop was bad. But the coffee was caffeinated coffee, not decaf even. It showed a positive impact. So sounds very interesting, and it was a pretty good study.
Doc, do you drink coffee?
I do now, yeah.
Lovely to talk to you. Have a great day.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Yeah, they said for women between the ages of 45 and 60, those that drank coffee were deemed healthy agers. And you know what that means. That means you're staying sharper and smarter. They said living to age 70 or older, being free from 11 major chronic diseases, maintaining physical function, having good mental health, exhibiting no cognitive impairment, and showing no memory complaints. That was 3,700 were considered healthy agers out of that 50,000. But overall, they said that it seemed to have a positive impact.